let's just review, guys. Let's review yesterday. Just the basic overall machlokas. Okay, the overall machlokas between. So let me ask a question. So what we were saying like this. The overall machlokas is Ben Chutzlart, one of you guys who celebrates Yantav here. So there's two major positions, right? Before we get to the day and a half, it's either 2 days or 1 day. So 2 days is based on a very simple idea. 2 days is going to say that the general principle of the Mishnah was whatever you go wherever you're from and you're machmir wherever you go to. So if I held 2 days in America, and that is the machmir position, so if you hold 2 days, what you're saying is what? You take with you your minhag ha-makom. So if I'm from America, if I'm Seattle and I come to Eretz Yisrael, what do I do? 2 days, right? What about Vayishan Adam Ne Machlokes? Hold on, what about going against the minhag ha-makom? You come from Seattle, you go to Israel, right? Well, no, that's the 1 day, hold on. If you hold 2 days, what would you do? So you would do 2 days, but you would not do the second day for Hesed. You would go to shul, right? And what would you do? What? All right, exactly. You would daven. You would daven if you're gonna celebrate. All right, so you got this. So I'm saying, so if you say 2 days, so what you're saying is that you take your minhag with you, and then when you're Eretz Yisrael, you just can't do anything public against the minhag ha-makom, okay? But what if you hold 1 day? Like, what's the svara for 1 day? So 1 day is a very nice svara before you attack it. It's a very nice svara. Very nice svara. What's that idea? The idea is like this. The idea is that when there's an issue of whether you're machmer or not, whether you're stringent or not, that's based on the existence of two competing customs. Okay? Meaning that, for instance, let's take Erev Pesach. So in one town, the minhag is to do malacha, let's say. In the other town, the minhag is not to do malacha. So there's an idea of competing...
To not do malacha.
So in a situation, two competing minhagim, so according to the side that holds 1 day, that is something you can talk about. But if you only hold 1 day, right, meaning that, what's that svar based on? In Eretz Yisrael, there is no reality of a second day. You can't say this competing minhagim. It's not that, it doesn't make sense to say that, oh, here there's a minhag not to hold the 2 days. That's absurd. Or to say there's a minhag to hold only 1 day. That's not the minhag here. There's just no reality of a second day yantav in Eretz Yisrael. So according to Chacham Tzvi, his idea is, it's a very simple idea. You can't talk about minhag, right, or chomri makom, if there's no reality for it to stem from. And you can't create a second day here. It's impossible. There's another possibility being raised by some of the rebellious faction of the Shia. Who want to propose that maybe they structure, it's possible, I hear that, maybe they structured the minhag in a way, there's no proof in this from the Chacham Tzvi, but you could argue that maybe the minhag was structured in a way where built into it was the idea that it can only exist in Chutz La'aretz. Because that was the minhag. The minhag was to celebrate 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. It wasn't that they said that it's a minhag of 2 days, and then it's a question, right, could be. At the end of the day, what are we left with though? Now we can move into the next phase, okay? So either you hold 2 days or 1 day in Eretz Yisrael, right? Either 2 days or 1 day. Now all of a sudden you start having this idea of a day and a half created, okay? In America, everyone attributes this position of day and a half to the Rav, okay? Now it's interesting because they all attribute it to the Rav, but the idea of day and a half actually was brought down by someone up before the Rav. Yet for some reason it's been really attributed to the Rav as his position, okay? So, but let's just watch historically what took place. I'm going to read it. Nefesh Rav is as like this. On Daf Pei Dal, it says, Kishinasa Rabbeinu, Az Bimei Asfira L'Eretz Yisrael. So when the Rav traveled to Israel during Yimei Asfira, meaning between Pesach and Shavuos.
The Rav.
Horelo Aviv, right? Hagon Rav Moshe. So his father, Rav Moshe, told him, Lino Gedas Hagon Rav Chaim. So his father told him they should hold like his grandfather, okay? That what? Shafilu B'nei Chutzlaretz, even you guys, right? Or the Rav, right? Hamavakrim Be'aretz, right? That are coming to visit Eretz Yisrael. V'daitam Lachzor, and your intention is to go back to America. Lachar Yontov, right? She'in Lahem Linog Yontov Sheni Shalgalias. Maker Adin. Okay? That's the key thing there. Maker Adin. That really you should not celebrate what? A second day Yontov in Israel. So for all you guys, if you just read the Nefesh Rav, how many days Yontov would you hold here?
One day
Yontov. Okay? V'daito hayal aniach tefillin b'bracha b'yontov sheni shel Shavuos. So what would he say to do? On the second day of Shavuos, what would he do? Put on tefillin with a bracha. Okay? Okay. Fine. So... Kain haya ragel Rabbeinu lomar tamei b'shem agon Rav Chaim. So the Rav used to say that in the name of Rav Chaim. But Umasha kasev in Mesora, which is a journal, okay? Af ki kinira ulai kin amar Rabbeinu b'eis ziknuso b'izdamus achas. So in the Rishimos it says, right? So Rav Chaim said, practically is what you should do. And if you're visiting Israel, you don't hold up a second day at all. Even those who are planning on returning. Okay? Because the only reason to be machar is mishum minag sheyasa misham ushenichnas l'sham eno shayach kan. But the problem is the idea of bring your minag with you doesn't exist here. It doesn't apply to Israel. There's no idea of bring your minag with you. Okay. Adin shalchomer minag amalkam sheyasa misham din hu begavra shechayv l'nak kolmer shnei makamos. Ma'asheni kin yatar sheni de eno din amuta al gavra elu din chalut kedusha sayom. Eretz Yisrael eno makam shenitpas kedusha yom tov sheni. Wow. This is in the back of the Rishimos, and this is written by Rav Meiselman, who is the Rav's son-in-law. Look what he writes, guys. Look what he writes. In-law. So he says this. He says that the Moreno, that the Rav Hayamora b'shem Aviv Hagon Rav Chaim, right? Shedin ben Chutzar Zim Saber Eretz Yisrael B'Yom Tov B'Dayt L'Achzor the Chutzar Dino Chalak. So he wants to say that no, that really it's not simply to hold one day, but it was a split halacha. Okay, the Gabe Mulacha the Chametz Chayv Lishmar Shnei Yamim Gemen Chutzar. When it comes to Mulacha, right, meaning prohibitions and chametz, let's say in Pesach, what do you have to do? Like you be machmir, like chutzards. About the gabay tefillin utfila chayav luna kaven eretz yisrael. Okay, no, like, well, we don't want to forget about the gavra people, so we're going to have like, I don't know, it's kind of a repetitive term. Listen to what he writes. He writes the gabay isurim. Okay, hare ha ben chutzards yishlo minag makam shiyatsim isham lo lasos malacha. So he's saying exactly what you guys want to say. He wants to say that what is it? It's that in truth there is no reality to a second day yantav in Eretz Yisrael. But you did come with you. You did bring with you what? Chomri makom. Now chomri makom. Just let me finish. Chomri makom are what category? What is? Chomri means what? It's an extension of, in general, iser, right? In other words, he's saying that you bring with you the isurim you have of chutzlards. So since you bring the Isurim with you, so therefore you should treat the second day of Asim. Okay? Rav Lichtenstein held one day Iker Hadin, but 2 days for all, ideally 2 days for Isurim, okay? And then you have this idea of recommended stringency, 2 days when possible, whatever that means. The Rav in the Masorah Journal, one day with full prohibitions, the second day. This is what I wanted to do all along, by the way, this sugya. Everything we've done before this has led to this point. Everything was an introduction, seriously. Like the Yantav, the Rav Chaim, all of that was literally to get to this. Because you have to have some background in Sfeika de Yoma and the idea of Yantav Sheni outside of Eretz Yisrael to appreciate what's going on here. Okay, just as an introduction, this is a big mess. Big mess. It's astonishing how messy this is. So my objective right now for the next 25 minutes, let's just get through step by step the facts. Yeah. Gemara is in Beitza Dalam Abayis and it starts as follows. It says, Itzmar. Shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel say what? The Amri Shavayu Asur Bazeh. Okay, so if you say, come on, everyone should know this by now. If you hold that the Beitza on the first day is Asur on the second day,
one continuous day.
Does anyone not understand that?
One continuous day meaning a 48-hour day or 2 days in a row of the same day?
We don't know yet, to be determined.
Like 48-hour day.
We're going to find out in a second. Right? Well, you don't know that yet. It's one entity of day, right? One day. One long day. Beitza shenola bazeh, asur bazeh. No one has a problem with that, right? So Rashi says, asur bazeh, shehem vadeh chokavua, lios kiyom arach midra banan, shemetchila, now this is important, shemetchila, lo machma safek, hischil lasosan. Of course, whatever took place in the beginning of the history of Rosh Hashanah, know for yourself that whatever happened was not because of a doubt, meaning what? Oh. So the Gemara says, Ditznan, Barishona. Okay, look on the board here. Rishona is?
Phase one,
meaning historically. Phase one. Phase one refers to what period of time? So now in the times of the base of Mikdash, okay, the Mishnah says, Barishona hayu mekablam edus achodesh kol hayom. Kula. Okay? All right, so let's just stop there. Okay? What does that translate that into English?
Yeah, originally they would accept the testimony of the new month the entire day.
Okay, so how does Kiddush HaKodesh work? Just to make sure we're on the same page. Yes?
Yeah, two witnesses come, they testify that they've seen the new moon.
And then what happens automatically?
Then the high court will say, Makudash, Makudash.
Okay, good.
And then the nation will feast, Makudash, Makudash.
Oh, okay, fine. But I want to know the ultimate result is?
And then it's day one.
Good, that's what I want to know. So, if they come on day 30, what does it turn into?
Day 1.
Okay, and if they come on day 31, what does it turn into?
Day 1. Well, isn't it if they don't come on day 30, day 31 automatically?
Well, sort of, yeah. They don't have to be that day.
What if they drop the ball and they just forget one month?
That's impossible.
Okay, but they all like...
So when they come on the 30th, what happens to that day?
Yeah.
It becomes the first. And then if they didn't come on the 30th, let's make it that way.
31
becomes the first. No one should have any questions about that.
No questions.
Okay. The only other thing to keep in mind is they'd accept the witnesses all day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Till nighttime.
So that means they had until sunrise to sunset. Let's make it simple. From the beginning of the day until when? Until the stars will come out to accept the Edom. So therefore, when the 30th becomes what day?
When the 30th
becomes what day? Okay, at daybreak of the 30th. Okay? What do we say?
It's the 30th.
What's it called, though? Edom Day. Okay? Make it easy. Accepting Edom Day. Keep, I'm telling you, it's an easy way to think about it. So the 30th of the month is what?
Edom Day.
Well, come on in. We throw open the doors of Sanhedrin, and we say, Edom, come on down.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. Rashi. Rashi is called Yom Shloshim She'elo. Umi Ba'erev. Now, here's the amazing thing. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Umi Ba'erev. Meaning, what do we mean by Erev? What does Erev mean?
Erev 30. Erev 29, so I didn't know.
Okay? On the 29th at night, what would they start doing? Rashi says...
It's really the 30th day, though.
Yeah, I understand that. I know.
I know, but I'm saying for the
right, okay,
refrain from
okay.
work.
Right, they refrain from work. Okay? Hayuasur b'malacha. Why? Shema yiskade shachodesh l'machar. Because maybe what would happen? What would happen is that... But when he says l'machar, he's saying...
In the daytime.
Right, meaning that what can happen on the 30th?
It becomes retroactively 1.
Exactly. Right, so in order to stay on the safe side, so to speak, they would start celebrating Rosh Hashanah before... The witnesses will come.
Isn't that the same?
And then what do we see? That this night is Yantav, meaning the 30th. Okay? Shekin kol hayom mitzafin la'edis. Because the whole day is one where Edom can come in. Alright? The whole day is open for Edom.
Why is that?
1 second. So, Roya Levana, Ulai Yavo, V'chol Shah Shebaen Ad Shetechshach, so since the witnesses have all day to come in, right? But when can they start coming in? By daytime, right? So the problem is that we have to start celebrating Rosh Hashanah at night because if they do come in the 30th, what does that mean? It was Rosh Hashanah all along. Okay.
Wait, why is that?
If I start to be noheg, if I start the practice of doing Isser Malacha on the 30th, okay? As if I treat it like Rosh Hashanah. Now let's say... Obviously, halakhically is not possible, so understand is a theoretical question. I'm not saying this could ever exist. But let's say somehow I got some sort of nevuah, and I could trust a nevuah, and it overrides the Bas Kol restriction, etc. So don't ask that question. That I knew the 31st was going to be Rosh Hashanah. The question is, at that point in time, could I stop my Kodesh, right, and say it's not Yom Tov anymore? Oh, that's going
to
be the problem. Not so simple. You'll see. You'll see. That's going to be the problem. In other words, is the day actually Kodesh? Because I'm Noe Kodesh? It's hard to imagine that. Let me ask another question. Can Chazal say that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is actually Rosh Hashanah without what?
Only if it's Uber.
What?
Only if it's Uber.
They won't know that until when?
Only after.
What creates the... Okay, again. What creates the day of Rosh Hashanah?
From the Edom.
So they can never say that today is Rosh Hashanah until what?
Edom come.
Or they don't come, but that's the same thing, okay? They can never say it unless, they can never establish a reality to it unless the Edom come. And yet, what did they say you could do? Start keeping Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now, why is Rosh Hashanah the anomaly? I told you this before.
It's under Rosh Chodesh.
Right. No, this will never exist by any other Chag. Because every other Chag, what happens? The Edom come, either they come on the 30th or they don't. And then you got the Chags 15 days later, right? You don't have to worry about that. You'll know when Pesach comes out, but here you got a big problem. Think about this. In the very D'oraisa system of Kiddush HaChodesh, what was built into it?
Doubt.
What? Well, okay, we'll call it doubt. An inability to definitively know when Rosh Hashanah starts. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yud Ches Amud Aleph says what? The Mishnah says, like I told you guys to prepare 2 days ago, that what is it? Right, the Shluchim will go out for Elul. Now listen to what Rashi says. Why Elul? Rashi says, now this is the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Modiyim Matai Hiskil Elul. They had to tell the people outside of Eretz Yisrael, let's make it simple, meaning far enough away from the Beis HaMikdash that the Shluchim would normally not get to, they had to let them know what? They let them know that Elul started. Why? The Ozen Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Shloshim, Le'Elul, Begola. No matter what would they do?
Elul 30th.
The 30th was, if you lived in Galut, if you lived far enough away from the base of Mikdash, during, not just far enough away, I mean, we're talking about not that far away. If you live far from the base of Mikdash, in the times of the base of Mikdash, you would start celebrating Rosh Hashanah on the 30th, no matter what.
Would you do 2 days then?
But this does not sound like what? No matter what, you'd celebrate, start saying the 30th. Now, what does he say? Well, he says, now then he adds another strange thing. He says, why? The Rosh Hashanah ain't Elul Me'ubar. Okay? Because why? Because most years, let me just explain
it. Most
years,
it starts on that day.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. Even though they have a suffix, Shema Ya'avru Bezdin, the suffix is what? The suffix is Bezdin. No, the suffix is Bezdin themselves don't even know when to determine Rosh Hashanah. This is not, there's a little bit of a different, there's a little bit of a different type of suffix. It's not a Sfeik of the Yoma where the Shulchan may not get there in time. This is a Sfeik of the Yoma I don't even call it Sfeik of the Yoma. This is a suffix, Bezdin themselves don't even know when Rosh Hashanah is. They themselves don't even know. And the information is not going to get out until when? Who knows, right? So therefore they ought to start on the 30th, okay? E'efshar lehen ladas. They don't know what Bezdin is going to decide. Therefore, they must follow a majority of the years. And if they don't know when El begins, they won't know when to start Rosh Hashanah. What do we care how often El came out as Mubar? You know what we care about? Adim. There's no Rosh Hashanah. There's simply Adim. Rav's already sensing good here. Rav's sensing that. But there's got the only reason why they would turn to something external to Kiddush HaChodesh is they have nothing else to do. So the Gemara says, "Pamakas nishto edim lavo." One time, what happened? They didn't relate. Okay, so now let's think about the scene here. Let's understand the scene. You're in the temple. Okay, you look at your clock and you say, "Shush, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's time for our korban, right? Or korban tamid, right? And we'll get to the shir in a second. It's time for korban tamid, and the edim is still not here." Now, the Edom, let's say, make up a number. How many hours left do the Edom have to come?
5, 7.
No, that's too much. Make it more practical.
Two.
Okay? 2 hours left, and we call it. Over for the Edom. Okay? You know what? They're not coming. Right? So what are we going to do? So the Gemara says, Niskakul Olevim Bashir. So what happened? So the Levim said the wrong shir. So Rashi explains, this is an easy Rashi, that Tamid Shabin Arbaim Shamru Bo Shir Shachol Shayu Svurim Shalo Yavo Od Vayom Chol. Ugushabo nimsa shehu kodesh. Okay? So what happened? So they said the Edom aren't here yet. So the 30th isn't a day of kodesh, it's a day of chol. And therefore we should say which shir?
Chol.
The shir shel chol, right? And what happened? The Edom came an hour later. And turns out.
And they were
kodesh. What? And the Edom come. That means that's.
Which one's worse?
What? 1 second, 1 second. How could they call the day? Now you're sensing something very important here. Let me ask the more obvious question, because you skipped a step. Why do we care about the Levi messed up the shir?
What do you mean? It's important that they make
that. Okay, but the shir shel yom? I mean, it's important.
But
what I want to posit is that, I'm not trying to give a svar yet, I just want to posit, I think you have to posit this to be the case, is that, what do you see from this? You see that, it wasn't the Levium themselves just decided this, but what? It would seem like the general feeling among the members of the Beis HaMikdash at that time was, they didn't want coming today. Okay, but let me ask you a question. Meaning, in my opinion, for the most part, people said it's probably chol. But what does that show you?
People relate to the days when
people
without the
Edom.
No,
not after that yet. What does that show you? It shows you, I'm not going to say day and a half, but I'm going to show you one thing. That no one ever related to the first day as a day of Kodesh. They looked at it as, we're going to be noheg the Kodesh, unless proven otherwise.
Literally, like,
meaning,
half.
What?
Well, how does that come from our day and a half?
I don't know. Forget the day and a half. Okay? Don't worry about that now. But what do you see? You may be right. I'm not ready to commit to that yet. But what do you see right now, though? Right. In other words, the people themselves, when you say you're no hey Kodesh, it doesn't mean the day itself is Kedusha, because the Chazal... No, it's not a suffix either. Not a suffix. It's a day that they were no like the Kodesh. But you see, in reality, what was it really in their mindset? It was like Chol plus. You know what I mean? It wasn't really a day of Kodesh. So they came up with a Takana to do what?
Not up until Mincha.
Okay?